From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your 2-Minute Texas Crop and Weather Report for September 18, 2012. All parts of the state received rain from September 11th through the 18th, with many areas getting 2 to 3 inches and isolated areas getting more than 5 inches, according to the National Weather Service. Large parts of the Panhandle and the Rolling Plains received 1 inch to 1.5 inches, and even the far west received rain, with large pockets getting 1 to 1.5 inches or more, but most areas getting only a trace to a half inch, according to the Weather Service. Still, some areas remain far behind in rainfall for the year. In the Panhandle, the drought is causing big changes in the way farmers, especially those who irrigate, manage water and cropping rotations, said Nick Kinney, AgriLife Extension Irrigation Specialist, Amarillo.
Sum up the situation for me, Nick, as far as irrigation now and last few years and in the coming years. What's your take on it?
Irrigation in the Texas High Plains has opened some guys' eyes the last couple of years. We've been in 2 years of severe drought. 2011 was well worse than 2012. But what guys have come to admit is that the drought is likely here to stay, and cropping patterns are going to have to be adapted to that. Folks have noticed that over the last 2 years, they've pumped as much water as they typically pump in 3 growing seasons, and they've noticed declines in the aquifer because of that, especially really locally where wells have declined. And what they've noticed is that in order to maintain the sustainability of agriculture, especially irrigated agriculture, they're going to have to look at different crop rotations, look at splitting fields with incorporating more cotton, likely more sorghum, probably more winter wheat, into typical corn cropping patterns just to be able to sustain. You know, the idea being that you can rely on so much rainfall and always bank on it has been a bit of a fallacy, and guys have had enough crop damage and real risk from drought that they're just managing differently up here now.
This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.